You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Welcome, everybody. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. Folks, I'm out here in beautiful downtown in the Cree country in Alberta, up in, I'm blank. Actually, I'm in Edmonton, and actually where I'm right now, I'm actually at the River Cree Resort at the Marriott Hotel. We're involved here at this moment regarding the Indian Residential School Survivor Society program, and I'm helping, I'm helping people, but also I'm learning to work as learning more about my counseling skills, as a Métis elder in the community here. And so I like to thank my community and the people out there that support us and what we do. And in the program itself is actually we're trying to share with the public out there that we want to find out what we can do to help our brothers and sisters who actually have dealt with an Indian residence school, dealt with either the abuse system in the past, or even dealt with 150 years, 200 years ago, and even further back yet, because historically we did have a lot of issues with the government in the past. But what we like to do now is deal with the healing aspects of it. So that's why we're here in Edmonton at this conference. We're looking around, we figured about over 200, 250 people that actually came to this conference from all across Canada. So it's something that's really, really great that we get to meet a lot of the elders and a lot of the great people that are here even to entertain us this evening as we speak here at the Cree River Resort. Now, those of you who are actually listening to the program, if you guys are actually close to Edmonton, please come on down and see us, or even see me. Just mention my name. Can I see Derek White Sky Cloud? Just come for a visit and see how he's doing. Or if you want to come and see the entertainment in the evening, that is also here each night up until Thursday evening. We also have entertainment each night, and they're also going to have what you call a round dance. I believe it's either tomorrow night or Thursday night. And that'll be taking place here at the hotel. Now, tonight, we're going to be actually doing is open lines. And so those of you who have actually been listening to the program, tonight I'm doing some mediumship messages. Now, I'll give you the toll-free numbers, guys. It's 877-876-5227. That's actually in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. These are toll-free numbers. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And those are actually international callers, are 530-876-3222. It's 530-876-3222. And no, this is not a recording, folks. I'm here in the hotel, so this is for real. We are live calling in. So those of you who want to call in and ask questions, I'll listen to your beeps. And if you actually have anything else you want to talk about, please call in. Now, last week we did have some really wonderful people on our show, and even a few weeks before, we actually had a fellow friend of mine from Guatemala. He was a Mayan priest, he was a pipe carrier, and he was in town in our territory. I'd like to thank him for listening to our program, participating in our program as well. He did absolutely fabulous in the Vancouver area. The elders took him in that he was part of us. And if his family listening, if he's listening to the program, we'd like to thank him very much for participating. We're looking forward to seeing him back again. And also, we did have the Strauss Herb Company that actually shares about traditional medicines, the medicines that we are sharing to protect as well out there. I'd like to thank the guys that were a part of that program, too, because, it's important that our herbs are protected, our medicines are protected, even though the Canadian government, and yes, guys, we know we have issues with Health Canada. They're the ones that are trying to take something away from us. But, you know, there's profiteering, and then there's traditionalism. And if we want to be healthy, we have to learn to become more supportive of each other and helped each other out. Sometimes it doesn't always necessarily be what you call the doctoring of the westernized medicine. Yes, once in a while, I don't want to put the doctors on completely, but sometimes not all the doctors are absolutely correct, because we have heard stories that, some scary stories that they've actually misdiagnosed. And then we have people that actually decide to turn to traditional medicine. That's what we're doing right now, that we work with people like this all the time. So I'd like to thank our people out there. Now, it's been a while since I have actually had Joanne Giroux on my show. I'm going to try and get her back on, because Joanne is quite the phenomenal person. Her grandmother, who actually raised her as a little girl, she was actually she was raised to pick herbs, traditional medicines, and this woman's phenomenal. Joanne can go anywhere and pick this and pick that, pick this, pick that, make a detergent, or she can take we have a root that we use. It's a rat root. We call rat root or wegus in our language, and one of her friends, her partner Sharon. She actually one time lost her voice. This actually happened about 5-6 months ago. Sharon kept losing her. She actually had bronchial problems, and her voice took her a few days to get her voice back, and she had a heck of a time with that. Until I said to her, "Well, Sharon showed up at my place, and she actually ordered a couple of cedar boxes for their eagle feathers." And a friend of mine, my best friend Dale Haggerty, who's actually made these, and she came over, and I told her about the weed case, and she was so thrilled by it, and she tried it out. And what happened was, she went home, made it to an elixir spray. So she cut it all up, boiled it, and put it into spray, and actually now she has people using the rat root spray for the throat, and she says, "I don't know what happened. I decided to make this, and it worked." I think we have a caller calling in. Is your caller calling in?
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
How are you?
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Where are you calling from?
I live near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Have I spoken to you before?
No. First time.
No, you're a first-time caller. Okay, great.
Yes.
I do for you?
Well, I'm a friend from Joanne from Winnipeg, and she's the one that gave me your information. I have several things going on. One, I live in a very haunted house.
Oh, your house is haunted, okay.
Oh, yes. I have always lived in haunted houses since I've been at least 4 years old, to my memory.
Okay.
I've had paranormal investigators here. I've had two separate groups here. So far.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We've gotten EVP. Of course, we got orbs and different things on pictures. Just the other night when I was actually talking with Joanne online, when I was down in my basement, I had pain in my left ear, and I said, I asked her, I said, "Is he trying to talk to me in my left ear?" And she's like, "Yeah, he's trying to whisper." Next thing I know, I have his hand around my neck. You know, I could feel his hand. I mean, it wasn't hurting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not the first time that's happened. And I actually, she's like, "Get out, leave that space," because he's not listening. So I had to come upstairs, and we called, Archangel Michael and things, and it was almost seconds later it stopped.
Okay.
So I want to know, there's more spirits in this house than just him. But why is he trying? What is this with my neck? Does this have to do with my past life?
Why is he trying to put his hands around your neck when? Okay.
Yeah.
When you have someone who's in spirit, and especially when your place is actually haunted.
Uh-huh.
And they try to put their hands around your neck. Let's put it this way: when you tried to get your attention by being in your ear, and you said it bothered you. First of all, they tried to talk to you through the ear, And most people are thinking humanly about the ear, that I want to hear Spirit talk to me. But if you're unable to listen to the physical, he himself gets frustrated because he thinks you can hear him and you don't, because he's in the Spirit, you're not.
Right.
So the other part is what I would say that he decided to do is by putting his hands around your neck to say, you know, if you can, and look at it as the idea of response and the reenactment is like, he's got his hand around you, like, listen to me, and he's shaking you back
right.
and forth, listen to me, I'm trying to talk to you.
Right, okay.
Okay? So the other, and then that's the reason what he's trying to do. He's not trying to hurt you, but trying to let you listen to him, and he's to get your attention. I strongly feel this man here actually is a soldier, because the first thing I got was, he's a soldier. Okay?
Okay.
This man actually is Civil War. He's
okay.
a Civil War soldier. He, there's, behind your building, there is a military burial ground.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And there's, you've got three levels of history in that building. That means that you're looking at Civil War. You're looking at the 1960s. There was a little girl that died in that house in the 60s, and I feel she died like a pneumonia.
Okay, can you know what? My daughter has seen her.
Okay.
My oldest
she's,
daughter.
Yeah, she died of pneumonia. She's, she likes, is she, is there a particular toy that's not even battery operated, but it's moving?
No. Not to my knowledge.
She talked about the toy or something that she's actually trying to get it to move to get your attention. But it happens at night.
Okay, right now?
Do you hear at nighttime a whirring sound, like a W-H-I-R, like whirring?
No.
At night?
No. You see, with me psychically being able to hear Spirit, I can hear Spirit if... they give me messages through my mind.
Yeah.
If they give me pictures through my mind, I can see.
Did you ask her to come forward and talk to you?
I have in the past, yes. And I felt her around
me. Would you tell her that you're not going to hurt her?
Oh, yes, she knows. She knows that she's welcome here. She's welcome to play with all of the toys in the house. That she wants
to. There's one particular toy that she likes playing with, and it actually has something to do with electronics. Like it's, but there's no battery in it.
Huh.
And she says worrying, worrying, worrying.
Worrying. Okay.
Yeah, not worrying.
Worrying.
Hmm. Has a worrying sound.
I will try to keep, you know, I'll keep that in mind and try to find what toy this is because I have three children, so there's a lot of toys in this house.
Who has the electronic game? Not your typical computer. This is older type of thing that's been around for a few years.
Well, there's actually... is it a fishing game? But this isn't... I just got this this year. It's like... I'm holding it in my hand now. It looks like a fishing reel. Like the handle
that's
part.
The whirring, whirring, whirring. If you play with it right now, it will sound like it's whirring.
It's not. See, it doesn't make, I'm not, there is no toy that I can think of that's electronic that does that. There's like
well,
little.
To me, it feels like it looks like an electronic toy. It looks like it's battery.
Okay. Hmm.
But it's not a computerized equipment. This is something that's not something you see on TV. This is a game. This is a battery-operated game.
It is a game. See, this fishing pole thing is a game.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you have a game called Operation?
Yes.
That's her favorite game.
Let me get it back out. I had put it away.
That's the one.
Because my youngest daughter, who's 3 and a half, pulled it out, and I just left it out where she had it for the longest time.
Yeah.
And the nose is off of it, but there. There. Batteries are in it.
Whirring. See? Do you hear it?
Mm-mm. Okay, well, I'm gonna leave this. Is her name Alice? Because if it's not, I want to stop calling her Alice.
No, her name is Alicia.
Alicia. Okay.
Yeah. Alicia. If you look in the records, if you look into the city records, you'll find her name
1962, 1964. Alicia.
There was a child that had been had crossed over. I think she died in the hospital. She, I feel like a pneumonia or. Yeah, like pneumonia.
Okay. All right, I have made a note of that, so I will try to find the record for that. During the investigation on the 8th, I've always had, ever since we've lived here, I've had a real funny feeling about walking over a certain part of our yard.
That's the burial ground.
Yeah, there's three. I've always felt that there were three bodies buried there.
They are. That's the military. Those are the soldiers.
Okay. Now, the night of the investigation.
What you're best off to do, my dear, how you find out, is to get a someone who has one of those metal detectors.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a dousing tool.
I have dousing
rods. And douse over those areas.
We did. The night of the investigation. And we had a K2 meter out there. And there was a spirit woman that came forward. And she said, yes, because I'm asking these questions. Yes, she is buried there. How many are buried there? Three was the answer.
Yeah, and she's a nurse. She was a military nurse or nurse's assistant in the military.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't die recently. She died many, many, many years ago.
Okay. And
because she shows herself being in the military.
Okay, and her name is Susan. We did find that out. And they looked at me and said, how did you know that? And I said, well, courthouse records. When I had looked last year, I said it was either Susan or Suzanne. I know she owned the property. I said, I don't know if the house was built then, but I know she owned the property at that time.
The house, there was a house there before the one you got now.
There was, okay. Because this house was built in 1904.
If that one's built, see, don't forget, the Civil War took place when?
Long time ago.
What's the year of the Civil War?
You know what? I'm ashamed to say it. I don't remember, and I lived in Gettysburg.
Okay. The War of 1876.
Okay.
Okay. 1870. Okay. I'm a Canadian. I should not know.
And I lived in Gettysburg, you know?
There you go.
You know,
1876, so there was a house that was there, but the house, I think, got burned down during that war.
Now, that's something, because the one picture that I show everybody, because this is a phenomenal picture of the back of the house, this is before we ever moved here. There's many, 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 many spirits in this picture.
Yep.
And many people have picked up a fire. And I'm like, no, this house was never on fire.
No, not that house, but the other house before
that. That's why they're picking up. Okay.
The house burnt down.
Okay.
Yeah. That was due to the war.
Okay.
You got the north and the south, and somebody in the north burnt the house down.
Okay. Did anybody die?
Now, the two soldiers that are buried there as well, those are the soldiers that were part of, I think one of them lived there. I'm being told both are brothers.
They're brothers, and they lived in the house that burnt down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or they're trying to protect the property, and they were shot. No, wait a minute, take it back. One was shot, one was hung.
Oh, bless.
That's why he's got his hand around your neck.
Okay. He was hung. That hit me as soon as you said the hand came, like... You know, as soon as you said that, I'm like,
it wasn't the hand, it was the rope.
Right, and he's given me the impression, he's trying to tell me.
He's showing the impression, that like a symbol, that that's how he died.
Okay.
He was one of the men who actually owned the land that was hung there.
Wow. Okay.
You're standing on his life, his time period where he lived, and he doesn't understand why you're there. He thinks you're occupying his property.
Okay.
He still thinks that you're part of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is explain to him that time has passed,
okay,
and that you're not on his land, that he's got, you let him know that he has died,
mm-hmm,
and that you do respect him and those that are there, but you want to also to be the caretaker of the land.
Okay.
And that he needs to be willing to let you take care of it.
All right. I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Wow.
You should not be bothered by that then. Now, there's also an older woman who's also in spirit,
yes,
and I want to say that someone in your family had told her that she was a witch.
You know what? This is odd because I heard through the grapevine that one of my nephews was calling me a witch. And I actually confronted him about that on the phone one time because he was far away from me. And I said, honey, if I was a witch, would I involve God and the angels and everything I do? You know?
Yeah.
I said, no. I says, I don't, no. I'm not a witch. Not in this lifetime, you know?
I strongly feel that you probably are carrying with you is your, what you call the cell life memories of once, that you once walked as a witch.
Okay.
But not a bad one. You actually worked with the herbs and you helped people, but they misunderstood you.
Okay.
So the spirit of this woman is your guide.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. And that's why your nephew sees you as a witch or thinks you're what you call a witch, because he does not understand what you practice, and you need to share that with them, that what you do is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Right.
People will fear what they don't understand.
Yes, they sure do.
Yes.
They sure do. How many guides do you feel are around me?
Gods or guides?
Gods or guides? Well, now, okay. How about an answer to both of those? Now, that's odd. Okay.
Well, to be honest with you, you have quite a few, but they're more like they're assistants to you. They're not what you call just a spirit guide. You have whoever shows up.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell this to you right now. They told me to say this to you. You need to practice your skill as a medium. You need to be trained.
Okay, I have actually taken a mediumship class. It was a brief one-night thing, but...
Yeah, but you're not using it as a profession.
Okay. I'm to do this.
You need to start looking at it as being seriously as a profession. I want to see you become important to the public. I want to hear about you out there, because I'm seeing you televised.
Are you kidding?
Doing the same thing I'm doing.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sitting here in shock. Okay, I have, I go online a lot, and there are many times where I'll go into a game site that I frequent, and all of a sudden I'm getting information, and I'm like, I put it into the chat part, and I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy, but here, I'm getting something, so you got to hear it. And I've been told, I've had people cry. Because
what do you do,
like,
for work?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
You need to make this into a living.
Okay.
Earn it.
Okay.
Do what I do. Because people are in need to meet you and to work with.
Okay.
If someone approaches you for you to do a psychic challenge, do it. And don't be afraid of it. And don't second-guess yourself.
I do that, and I'm trying to battle that. I know trust is like the
Yeah, but you know why you do that? It's because you are taught fear from your childhood, and you need to stop thinking that way. You need to learn to start trusting your own abilities.
Okay.
Don't always look for approval. Just do what feels right, and just say what comes out of your mouth.
Okay.
First thought, say it. Mouth, say it. That's exactly what you see, what you trust is called intuition. If you hesitate, you're second guessing, then you're afraid what people's opinions are to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't want people to think I'm crazy, you know, because I've
You're not crazy.
People.
Look at me.
Oh, I know I'm not. I know I'm not crazy. You know, well, I'm crazy in a way.
There's psychic and then there's psychotic.
I have is my grandmother. Now they've both passed. So I'm putting that way out in the open there.
When I said before, you have an older woman in spirit crossed over. She is that older woman. That's why they looked at her. They thought she was a witch.
Okay. Now, do you have a name for her?
We're talking to this woman. There's two ladies here. One's like a Maria.
Okay.
Who's that?
I don't know.
And there's also a lady by the name of Elizabeth or Liza.
I don't know that one either.
Okay. You got two ladies here. No, yes, two ladies here in spirit with you. They're not the same woman who is your grandmother figure.
Okay.
Those are the two ladies. Now, the Elizabeth is the lady who's from the... Thank you. She's the lady that's from the Civil War. She likes to dance a lot.
Okay.
She always wears these big fluffy dresses.
Okay.
The other lady, Marie. The Marie is from... Okay. She... I want to go back, way back. This is actually, I haven't heard this in a long time, or felt this energy in a long time. Atlantis.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Understand? There's a reason for her to be there with you. So she's teaching you about earth healing.
Like Reiki?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've taken Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 classes.
Yeah. Now, I don't have her name, the grandmother.
Okay. Because my
she's not telling me who she is. She
my
just
mother...
Says, just... Go ahead.
My mother's mother was...
went by the name of, like, you know, before I go any further, like, I want to say Mary Kay. Was there, like, a Kay in the family?
No.
Okay. I'm hearing somebody else also saying Mary Kay. So whether you had talked about doing Mary Kay products or something like that,
I
don't consider it.
No. I won't. I promise. No, I had... My father's mother, her name was Sylvania May, and she always went by May. But
May,
okay. Her Graham.
Okay.
And my
mother... Did anybody call her witch?
No. She was the sweetest little old lady.
No. I didn't say witch, her. You said she went by the name, what name?
May.
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 And she had another name?
Well, her given name was Sylvania. Sylvania May.
Okay.
Now, my mother's mother, her name was Laura Grace, and she always went by Grace. She was born with a veil over her face, and she was aware of her psychic abilities.
That's the one.
Okay. Thank you, Grandma. because she was, her husband was in World War II. He was held German prisoner, survived. They stayed married until they died, but never seen each other again. They put my grandmother from the age of 27 into a mental institution, and then
remember I said you're not psychic, you're not psychotic.
Excuse me.
I said, remember, I told you there's not. There's some people think that we're psychotic, but we are psychic.
Right.
That's why they were trying to... So that makes more sense now. They're trying to lock up your grandmother because they thought she was psychotic.
Yeah. And there were so many times... And I've sat and told my mother... My mother is up there in age. She's... she'll be 80? She'll be 80 in July. I had to think for a second.
Wow.
It's hard to look at my mother and say, you're 80. because she doesn't look it. She's had eight children. She has more energy than I do. Bless her. And I've told her, I said, Mom, I said, all those years they thought Grandma was crazy. I said, Grandma wasn't crazy. I said, Grandma knew what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm. She passed on generation past your mom and went to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no, I take it back. They're saying, no, it did go to your mom, but your mom did not want to accept.
She didn't want it.
Your, okay. Her mother's, yeah, so she it went to you.
Okay. Because sometimes mom will get these feelings, like, she'll get real nervous. She'll, like, something's not right. I don't know what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That happens quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah. There have been incidences where a lot of people were, like ourselves, were, you know, whether it was whatever type of church you went to, or lifestyle you lived years and years ago back in, say, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s, that they want to lock you up because they thought you were insane.
Yes.
Even though you say you can see dead people, and then they thought, okay, well, he or she's trying to get attention, and they're trying to shut you up. Or if you say, I've got this friend in the other world, and they think, oh, well, you know, we'll just amuse them, and they think it's your, you know, every child had that. And then what the parent would do would try to tell their children that it's just their imagination. So the child begins to implant that in their head, that's just their imagination. And so they would ignore the guides. And they would just live a common 9-to-5 job lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, some way, you decide to open yourself up again, mm-hmm. and said, you know, I'm curious. And
yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah. I am.
So your grandmother opened you up.
Thank you again, Grandma. Oh, I just
she
love
says,
her.
You're most welcome.
I just love her.
Do you have a picture of your grandmother on the mantle?
No. You know, the only...
I ask you this question. Do you have a fireplace?
Well, yeah, but it's not working.
No. Do you have a fireplace mantle?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a picture of your grandmother?
A very tiny one.
Makes no difference. Put her on the mantle.
Okay.
And that's the way you can contact her and talk to her.
Okay.
That's what they're telling me. That she shows me, she's making me a remote view your house. I'm seeing a fireplace mantle, and that you're putting her picture on the mantle, and you're talking to her.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah.
There's only one picture that I have of my grandmother, and that's,
well, you can blow it up.
Of her, a little tiny black and white. You know those little 3x5 black and white things that used to come out of cameras years ago.
Yeah.
And it's of me and my mother and my grandmother. I was very little, like months old, I would say, under a year, for sure.
Yeah, well, you can blow that up a little bit bigger. You know, they have these wonderful machines now. It's
mm-hmm.
called Staples. They can blow them up bigger for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Put it in a frame.
I will pull that picture out, and I will do that.
Yeah.
And I have another question.
Yes.
I have to take a deep breath for this one. Last year in April, my ex-husband committed suicide.
Yes.
Okay, now he's the father of my two oldest children. And I had remarried. Okay. Now.
Okay.
I didn't find
out. He approves.
Okay. I didn't find out until 2 days later about this by a strange phone call. Now, when I went up, he lived 2 hours north of me. When I went up to the house where he lived, which was his parents' house, and they've already passed as well, as soon as I told the kids to wait up front. Excuse me. As soon as I walked around back to where he took his life, I don't get nosebleeds. Please understand this. The right side of my nose bled profusely for over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I stopped where his body, I was told, landed. Okay, because he was sitting and he went to the left. And I've also had, it's like I see this happening over and over and over again, and it drives me crazy. I've had pain from the top of my right ear across the top of my head to about the middle, the top of my head though, to about like the middle of my left eyebrow.
When your husband committed suicide, did he shoot himself?
Yes.
In the head?
Yes.
Okay, what you're
with
doing, my dear, and let me tell you, I'm explaining this to you,
okay?
He's telling me to tell you this, that it's not your fault why he did this. It has nothing to do with you nor anyone else. He became very manic depressive. There was depression in his family.
Yes.
Okay? And you knew that.
Yes.
You're hoping that your son does not have this.
Mm-hmm.
He may have that issue when he grows up more.
Okay.
Okay? Just keep an eye on that. It'll start to affect him when he's around 8 to 10 years of age. I'm not sure how old he is now, but it'll start around that time.
He's 10.
How old is he?
10.
He's 10? Okay. You may start noticing some differences in now.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye on him.
Okay.
The reason why your husband, like I said, he took his life because he became depressed. He could not handle whatever it was he was dealing with personally. All to do with his, like what's called the brainstem issue, he took his life. Now, the reason why your nose bled is because, especially in that area, you were releasing him.
Huh.
It's like a stigmata. Like, you felt his presence near you, close to you, and what you're doing is reenacting his death.
Okay.
He was showing you how he died.
Okay.
And he's letting you know and telling you that he loves you very much and that he was apologizing that he had took his life. But he could not survive at all. And he has nothing, and you need to let your children know that it's not their fault either.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yes.
That he could never have been saved whatsoever. He had made that decision.
Okay.
You couldn't have talked him out of it.
Okay, because I talked him out of it before.
Yeah, but never did work, did it?
Not for
long, because he went back and did it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, whether he would have been on medications or not, he still would have done something.
Okay.
Not everybody can be saved. You could be the best healer in the world and doctor, and you cannot save everyone. If they make that soul decision to leave this world, they do.
Right.
Now, will God convict them of saying, you know, will you be stuck in the mid-world because you committed suicide? No. Basically, he will understand why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
They will show him and ask him, what have you learned in this life?
Mm-hmm.
He will come to an understanding of it. He will not repeat it because it was a symptom or a suffering symptom that he gave himself before he was born in this world to experience.
Okay.
Once he comes to terms with that, then he decides to move on.
Okay.
Because this is only a simple world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we always look at the world being difficult.
Right.
But he wants you to enjoy the greatest joy of all, and that is your children and the life that you live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
You're most welcome.
I appreciate it very much.
Okay, you take care, my dear.
Thank you, you too.
Let me know how things turn out. You can always email me regarding your spirits.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. These things do happen, guys. I like to welcome everybody in the chat rooms. Now, I'm not on the chat line myself, but the chat rooms are open, the BBS radio chat room, so I'm sure everybody's communicating back and forth, chat, 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 chat. I can't see, guys. I'm in my hotel room. Yes, I'm sitting in my hotel room. I got a friend of mine sitting next to me, and he's out like a light. We've had a long day at our meeting. Oh, he suddenly woke up because he heard me. But I think I jerked him out of a dream. But we've had a really wonderful day. A very, very great learning experience regarding what we're doing here at this hotel during our workshop, residential school workshop. But those of you who are just calling in now, I mean, like I said before, we still got the line still open there. We got another 20 more minutes, folks. Give us a call if you want to ask any questions. And anyone who's actually calling from the Winnipeg area, or listen to the show in the Winnipeg area, let you all know, folks, we have the Winnipeg folks here too, because we have play people come all the way down from Winnipeg. So those of you who may not know who they are, our friends from Winnipeg are here too. In fact, I think Joanne, if you're online listening to the program, Debbie is here. I haven't seen Debbie in a few years. You know that. So we hugged each other when we're still chatting. So she's here with us today. We're having a great time talking and great conversation. We're sharing some songs. And also, too, folks, that we're going to be doing some more new programs. Now, I've got some more new people coming in. We're actually want to talk about the Paracon 2009. We're going to be in Vegas. Seriously, folks, we're going to be in Vegas in February the 16th and 17th. We're doing President's Day. What's going to happen, we're going to be doing, to remind everybody, we're going to be doing Frank's Box, which basically that very box itself was designed by Thomas Edison. And it was passed down, the instructions of the box building and the instructions of it was passed down, and it was actually Frank Supton who actually was the one that actually designed this box and or redesigned it. And Spirit came to him and told him that it's time for this box to be shared amongst the public, and so certain people will be able to use this box to communicate. We call it basically called telephone to the dead, or communication with the spirit world. And I'll let you know, some of you just are new online. Yes, it does happen. I was very fortunate. I had Chris Moon on my show. I had John Mirage on my show. Both these guys are fabulous guys. Both of them actually have this very similar box. I was able to talk to my mom and dad. And people say, really? You did? How do you know? Because you talk to the box like you're having a conversation on a telephone. The best part of it is when you hear the voices of your loved ones talk back to you. Yes, talk back to you and say, hi, son, how are you doing? We're doing great here. And going like, oh, my God, that's my mom's voice. Oh, that's my dad's voice. We had we're listening to a radio show here not too long ago, a few days back. I was listening to Coast Radio with, not George Norrie, I believe, Ian Punnett. And Ian was actually doing the JFK week on Coast to Coast Radio, and he was making a statement about people, you know, who really killed John F. Kennedy, you know, and people are talking about all the issues or all the people that are supposed to have gotten involved, whether it's the CIA or so-and-so. Well, here's a stickler, folks. Here's a really sneaky one. Here's a very surprising story for you. John Mirage and I got together over a week ago. We sat down and I said, John, we're doing President's Week. Let's see if we can talk to JFK. Guess what? We spoke to John F. Kennedy and Jackie on the box. It was his voice. And he answered me my own name. He says, it's a pleasure to meet you, Derek. So this is pretty good. We got a caller in the line. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. I believe I've met you before, and I just wanted to call in and ask you a question.
Sure.
I just wanted to know, I'm having a bit of a rough time with my job, and I had a daughter just a few months ago, and I'm just wondering if I'm headed in the right direction as far as employment and in my relationship.
Well, where about you calling from?
From Vancouver.
Oh, cool. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're basically worrying about a job that you've got?
Well, I don't, actually. I was let go recently, and then I'm heading in another direction or back to where I was originally. I was a teacher before, and I'm wondering if that's where I should be going again.
Okay, let's see what we can do for you. If you were a teacher before, to be honest with you, I don't really specifically see the teaching skill, like being a teacher again or carrying it on, but I'm shown here the school. I'm actually seeing a school. Looks to me like you will be re-educating yourself.
I'll be in school myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be taking in another type of curriculum that will help expand your career more. And for some reason, I'm not sure what this means, whether you're going to court for someone or you'll be taking a course in law, but you're helping to assist a lawyer's assistant.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. Does that make sense at all?
A lawyer's assistant?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Not quite sure where that's going.
Well, there's a reason for it. Somehow the law is involved around you, but it's not a bad thing. It's actually something very supportive of.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, too, that you're going to be involved around, I want to say involved in future land protecting. It's almost like you're saving, you're involved with a group of people that are trying to protect land.
Oh, land.
Yes, like a forestry that's being destroyed. You'll be, for some reason, someone's going to ask you to help with support or help get involved with someone in the community to help protect land that's being destroyed that not necessarily needs to be destroyed. Like, for example, a certain piece of forestry, I'm seeing that you're involved in it. You're all involved to try and prevent that from happening.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, there's a little bit of politics around you in this one.
Okay. Okay.
But you're helping to assist others to support, like a protesting sort of thing. But it's almost you're environmentally protecting land.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not yet, but I'm sure it will.
Yeah. Trust your gifts that you've got. You're very intuitive. You just have to really trust what you've got.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And as far as the relationship goes, I'm not sure if I'm in the right thing here.
Okay, what I'm being shown here is like you're not ready for one yet. It's almost like you're letting yourself struggle and you're not sure if you should go to relationship to work or work in the relationship after. I wouldn't worry too much about finding someone in your relationship if you're trying to find someone, because I feel like you're sort of like in a stalemate right now.
Okay. I'm
Does
with
that make
somebody.
Sense? Sorry?
No, I'm with somebody right now.
Okay. Have you made a decision about your relationship?
No.
Are you wanting to commit the relationship?
Yes, I'd like to make...
Has he wanted to commit the relationship?
Has he wanted to, sorry?
To commit the relationship.
That's what I'm not sure about.
That's why I'm calling. It's a stalemate. Somebody, one of you two have not made up your mind what you're going to do. There's a bit of fear here, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. It'll eventually come around. Not to worry too much about the relationship that you're in, but that will start to work itself through once you get yourself in order regarding your job.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You selling land?
Am I what?
Who's selling their land or their property?
No, I'm looking for a place to live. I'm looking for an apartment, actually. Not selling. Looking for.
Okay, you're looking for property. Okay, okay, because I'm being shown something to buy. That means you'll be moving. You are moving, and it's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Yeah, but I got a funny feeling, and I will be honest about this one. I feel that somebody's going to offer you a place to rent, but it's like a rent to buy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty well almost like as if you're going to take the property and use it as an investment to buy the property. Like you're going to rent it to buy.
Okay.
I recommend to go that direction.
Okay. And is that going to happen soon, do you think?
I would say the next 6 months to the year. Because they're really pointing out 666. Not a 66 negative, but really the number 6. And to me, I always gave me 6 months to the year.
I heard that before this month, actually, that 666 thing. So,
yeah,
okay.
That's not I'm not saying all the numbers are 666. I'm just here the word 6.
Okay.
The number 6. Just one number 6. And that means that's about 6 months. 6 weeks, 6 months you'll be hearing about.
Right. I didn't get a negative feeling from it at all.
No, it's a positive for you.
Right.
You're well taken care of because I'm seeing an angel, a very tall angel behind you, support you, give you a push. Like, don't worry about it. accept that things will work itself through, you'll be successful.
Okay. Thank you. That's great.
You're most welcome.
That's good. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was a
You're
nice
second
time to talk to you. Sorry?
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we're getting close to that time, folks, and we're not done yet, but we've got a few more minutes to go. Next week, I don't have my agenda in front of me, so I have no idea who I've got. Oh, there is a lady friend of mine who is a professional medium that I'm going to be calling her for quite soon. She actually is the one of the people who was actually at the, involved in the Psychic Challenge. You remember this last year, they had it on TV, America's Most Psychic Challenged. That's not like a challenge. and she came in, I think, fifth place. And her name is Sylvana Fillmore, and we're going to have her on our show quite soon. And those of you who know of her, she's from Australia. And boy, this woman, I've watched her demo. I decided to look up some of the information and some of the stuff on her. She sent me her video of the demonstration she did. Oh, man, her work was totally phenomenal. Having to see her reenact how Janis Joplin died in her apartment. And the woman herself, like Sylvana herself, was blindfolded, didn't even know where Janis Joplin ever lived. Just they brought her in, and they told her, can you tell us who lived here or how anything ever happened or anything ever happened here? And she stated the woman, who she was. She said she felt like a woman, very famous singer, described her down to the T, showed her physically how she died, where she was laying when they found her, right to the T of everything. And I was blown away. This is actually, very few mediums can do this. This is absolutely phenomenal, folks. Very few mediums can actually be there, reenact how these people actually go through of emotional issues, physical issues, spiritual issues, or mental issues, even or just because you're famous. And then just, she was just I guess Janis was just a simple person, not simple-minded, but a very intelligent woman. Very smart, lovingly, people loved her a great deal. But Janis herself did not realize how important she was and how she affected people's lives. So these things do happen. We have another caller calling in. Hello?
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 Who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Karen. I'm in Minnesota.
Hi, Karen from Minnesota. What can I do for you?
Hi, Derek. I'm a little bit nervous. I've never called in on a show like this before, and
isn't it wonderful just to hear your voice?
Well, actually, I have my speakers turned down so I can hear you.
Oh, good.
A little bit better that way, yeah.
It makes it easy that way so I don't get feedback.
Right. So, I have some questions.
Yes.
I don't know how much time we have left.
You've got approximately 3 minutes.
Okay, then I better get to the really important ones.
Okay.
You know, I feel spirits around me, and
uh-huh.
I feel that I'm being guided in some respects. And I'm just wondering who is around me. And
I want to say, hey, your father passed away?
Yeah.
Okay, your dad's the one that's right here right now with me.
Okay.
Okay, and he's talking about your mom. I got a feeling. Is your mom still living?
She is.
He wants to acknowledge her, and your dad says he loves you very much. He's actually, your dad's so excited to make contact with you right now.
You know, it's funny, because as soon as I made this phone call, I felt this very strong
presence. Who's John?
John?
Well, yes.
My last name starts with John, yeah.
Okay, your last name is John?
No, it's Johnson.
Okay, Johnson. Okay, this is your dad. This is your dad. He is with you all the time. He's telling me he's with you. He's telling me you're dealing with a medical issue. What's going on?
Well, actually, I've been seeing psychiatrists, psychologists. I've been in and out of different facilities because I've had trouble coping with some of the things that I believe now to be basically a connection with the spiritual realm. Everything from visions to different activities in my
environment. Okay, let me tell you this, my dear.
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about. What did you play with when you were a little girl?
My guitar.
Did you play with the Ouija board when you were young?
Yeah.
That's where it started. You opened up since then.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you have been followed, not in a negative way, but a positive way. You've been followed by spirits for a long, long time. And they're trying to get through to you, and they want to help you, but for some reason, you're not, I want to tell you this, you're not crazy.
Right.
Like my other callers that call in, you need to go see someone who is a professional in the field, like myself, in your area. I recommend to go to your nearest spiritualist church.
Spiritualist church, I don't know.
Spiritualist, not spiritual, but spiritualist, with an IST. And you're in where, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay, go, there's about two or three spiritualist churches in Minnesota. Look on the internet, and there should be some there. Make contact with them, and sit down with them, and you need to start to utilize some of your money to do workshops and learn how to use your skills better. Because I'm also seeing you involved somehow, either nursing or healing people in the field.
Okay, that answers a couple of questions, because I've been considering becoming a counselor myself someday.
That's your job. You'll be a counselor.
Okay. And my other question...
But you're involved in somehow nursing people. You're helping them out.
My other question, and this goes back to having a vision, or, well, I don't know if I should call it a vision or a precognitive dream or whatever, but I want to know if my daughter is okay.
Your daughter passed away?
Yes.
How old is she now?
Well, today, had she lived, she would be about 20 years old.
Okay, how old was she when she passed?
She was 2.5.
Years?
2.5 years old, yes. She died in 1991, so she'd be 19. No. Or, yeah, 19.
What cars got to do around her? How did she pass?
She was hit by a car.
Hit by a car?
Yeah.
I saw her hit by a car. Remember I just said I saw cars around her?
Right.
She's okay. Okay? She's around you. And she's got the puppy with her.
Caesar. My mom is God, right?
Yeah, she's got the puppy with her. And she tells me she's in the house. She's out. Thank you. Oh, you're a sweetheart. She says you're sitting right next to her now. And she's hugging you around the waist. And you're going to feel her because your knee will feel chilly. She said, don't be angry, Mom. It's not your fault. Okay? It wasn't your fault. It was her time. That was her destiny. Did your husband and you split up because your daughter passed?
Well, we weren't married. We had actually split up about 6 months previous, but I believe it was really the final straw. The one connection we had left together, he and I, was our daughter, yes.
Yes, and then there was no more after that?
Not really. We've run into each other a few times, but no.
Okay. She loves her father, but she's around you more.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't regret what you think you could have changed. It was meant to happen.
Okay?
Okay? Like I said before, when I saw cars around her, that means if she was hit by a car, she was hit by a car. But that was her time. It was her destiny. She was 2.5 years old. That's
right.
You know, everybody has a destiny.
Right.
And she made that decision on her birth contract.
Right.
Okay?
I
want you to just take a deep breath, my dear. Learn to accept the love from her and love from spirit. Don't hate God. God didn't take her from you. God received her.
Right.
Okay? She didn't take you. Your God didn't take her away from you. You'll be with her eventually, but don't rush yourself to leave the world so quickly. You need to help others. to help your daughter, because your daughter's going to help you from the other side.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
I've been considering a move out of state. Is that something that is even a possibility? Or
not yet.
I don't think so. Okay.
Not yet. Okay? I just thank you, my dear, for calling. I got 1 minute
thank
to close.
You. Thank you, Derek.
You're most welcome. Take care. Get, email me, let me know how things turn out.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the program. This is Derek WhiteSkyCloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds. Folks, it's been absolutely fabulous. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Thank you, the guys for the BBS Radio chat room and the Pal Talk chat room. Those of you guys, like I said, come on, call in next week, listen to the show next week, and you actually will have a great time. And you'll see me back at home, back at my own office, back in my room, and we're going to have a great time. Anyways, take care, folks. Talk to you then. Be safe out there. Bye.